Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Yeah. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. 200th episode of the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am one half heels Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bat, and you are?
I am Alex.
So we're starting a trend here. Yeah. With this Rocky theme song.
We are.
We did it at 100.
Yep.
Doing it at 200.
Yep.
We'll do it 300, 400, 500.
Because we never rest, ever.
We're going to keep going.
Yes.
And we hit 1,000, then we'll go to 1,100.
Yes. That's how it works.
You know, it's going to be this is a pretty big milestone, 200.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to be cool? What? And it's going to be a while away. When we hit 365, and we could say you guys can listen to an episode a day.
That's right, unless it's leap year.
For an entire year. Well, then we got to do 366.
Yes.
But welcome to the Anything Goes podcast for episode 200.
Crazy.
Insane.
A lot's happened in 200 episodes.
Sure has. We had something else actually planned for this episode.
We did.
And then we were like, but it's 200.
Let's just reminisce.
Yeah, let's just talk. Let's just, you know.
Because we don't do that every episode.
But let's not have like a certain
specific topic. Yeah.
Let's just talk about the past really 100 but 200 episodes. Because our 100th episode, we spoke about the first 100 episodes.
Right.
So, well, the first 99 episodes.
Right.
So I guess we'll talk about 101 to 199.
Yeah.
And since then, we've met a lot of new friends and a lot new listeners. And
we did, yeah.
And from episode one, we had like the OGs, Janelle, you know, listening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now we've met people like Holly.
Yes.
From Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And all these Basic Rick, all these new listeners that... Basic Rick actually has probably been listening before episode 100, but we just kind of learned since
linked
then.
Linked up with them a while ago and then, you know,
And then... Holly actually commented last week that we got our episode out later in the day than usual.
She did. She called us out on it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and that was due to us being in Disney World.
Yes, which an episode will come with that.
Yes, yes. We're going to do a Disney episode on
follow-up on
our experience.
Yeah, so we did one a couple episodes ago about our expectations of going to Disney World with twin two-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to do an episode coming up about what it actually was like.
Yeah,
and exactly. The good things and the bad things and everything in between. So.
But I do love that she called us out.
Yeah.
And she said, you guys released it on Friday, but later than usual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is going on?
Right.
So it was us being in Disney.
Right.
But we did still release an episode.
Of course we did.
Even being in Disney World with the girls on a family vacation, we still got the episode out.
Nope. Even when I was in the hospital, I got episodes out.
Yes, through COVID, each of us, through giving birth, each of
actually,
us.
Actually, during
COVID. I mean, no, just you.
During COVID, didn't we record in separate rooms?
We did.
We did. Like,
we
you
did.
Were out in the living room and I was in the bedroom. And
yeah, it was like an over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like an interview,
funny.
But
yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I have some questions here.
Go for it.
About our 200th episode.
Okay.
First of all, when was episode one of the Anything Goes podcast?
It's funny. I was thinking, I'm like, all right, there's how many weeks in the year?
Yeah.
So 200. So it has to be like, it was during COVID. So 2020.
April. Wow.
April 10th.
So April 16th.
Ah, that's close.
Is our first official episode. We had an intro
right
episode on March 30th, but it was like a quick, like, right, 4 minute thing. Our first full official episode was April 16th, 2020. That was really good.
Because yeah, I knew it was like literally the middle of, not middle, but like,
yeah,
the start of like the big part of COVID, which mm-hmm was April 2020.
So March, when did we hit our 100th episode?
Oh my goodness. Well,
yeah,
I'm not going to do the math.
Yeah.
Wait.
So why you do the math? We do average pretty much one episode a week, but there were then, some episodes, yeah, that we released Halloween, during Halloween, and there were some we did like two a week.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't really be a 200 weeks since we started, but
I'm going to say January
of
2021. Okay. No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I don't know.
All right, so it was 2021.
Yeah, wait, so it was
But not March. January. No.
July.
No.
Later?
Yes.
August.
No.
September, October.
October.
Okay.
October 14th, 2021.
Okay, all right.
We hit our 100th episode.
I was way off.
Yeah, you were way off.
I knew it was 2021.
And then September 1st, 2023, we're releasing our 200th episode.
Here we are.
Yeah.
The math doesn't add up. That's okay.
So welcome to the future.
Yes.
All right. So now a couple other things I want to ask you, right?
Okay.
I want you to answer if this episode we did was before the 100th episode or after the 100th episode.
Okay.
Okay?
I think I know which one you're going to say for some reason.
All right. Okay. The Wawa episode. Before or after?
After,
yeah. After, yeah. Starting off easy.
Yeah. All right. We just had Wawa today for the first time in a while.
Yeah, we did. So. Yes, we did.
Pumpkin spice, it's back.
Yeah. It's back, and you had it.
I did.
And how was it? Yeah.
I actually wish I had, like, the brewed coffee, not the iced coffee where they put syrup in it.
Okay.
I don't like the sweeteners.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow will be...
I like coffee black, like my soul.
Yes. I can vouch for that.
Okay. What's your next question?
All right. So, before, after our 100th episode, Mark from 60 Days In.
Before,
yes. Okay.
Because you want to know why I know that?
Why?
Because we watched all that during COVID.
Right. All right. How about Nightmare on Beach Street? Remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
That wasn't last year. It was the year before. Oh, but that's like right at the border. After.
After?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was right after, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was... Oh.
Right.
Those pumpkin raviolis. Those were good.
All right. How about our skydiving experience? Before, after our 100th episode? Yeah,
that was
wow.
Kind of recent, no?
Jeez, yeah.
I have a very strange memory. I don't remember things I'm supposed to remember, but I remember very weird numbers and everybody's name.
Yeah,
you're always
you
like,
do.
What's that person's name?
And I'm yes.
like, Greg, hello.
I have this one, Baked with Love by Nicole.
Before. After.
Which one? Before 100th or after?
I think, because we met her and the girls it was at. After, because it was last year at the carnival. We met her.
It was after.
So, it was after.
Okay.
Think about it for a second.
So two more.
I just feel like we've known her for so long. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah,
that's
I feel
crazy.
Like we've known her forever.
Two more. All right. So what about, I do want to do two more, but let me just see which one I want to do. Okay. All right. Three more then. Oh. Three more. No, two more. Let's do two more. Okay. What about when we met Jose Reyes?
Before. That was the babies are so tiny.
Yeah.
That's what I go by now. That's my timeline.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's
COVID
pretty good.
And then babies.
All right. So what about when I trained jiu-jitsu?
Oh, that one's a tough one. Let me think. Hold up.
Was it now a first 100 episodes or a second
100
episodes?
Oh, that has to be right on the border.
It's
right?
Pretty borderline-ish.
I'm going to say...
And so far, you're undefeated on this.
Yeah. So, all right, let me think. Because our 100 was in October. And I know that you were working. So, it could have been the summer. But it wasn't the summer. It was like fall. After.
After.
Yes.
Wow. You killed that session.
Yeah.
Pointless
information right
I
here.
I don't know if I would have gotten any of those right, to be honest.
Because your memory is shot.
Except for the Wawa one. I would have gotten Wawa.
Yeah, because that was...
Besides that, I don't know if I would have gotten any. Which one did you think I was going to ask?
The mime.
Oh, the mime one.
Stupid. That was the worst
one. That's
funny. So that's a keep it or kill it.
Yeah.
Although it was kind of funny.
Hmm.
And I got way more into it than I thought I was going to. It was so dumb.
It's funny.
Stupid mimes.
All right, well, this one. How about the Holy Moly episode?
Holy Moly. Yeah, but it hasn't been on in a while. Oh, that's tough, too. I'll say before.
It was before.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so quick. I just want to go through episodes 101 through 199. Not everyone, but I'm just going to, like, scan through and just see that. Some that
say.
Yeah. That stand out. But the Nightmare on Beach Street, that was different.
I like that. It was different. I did like it. If it wasn't so far from us, I'd want to do it again.
And if we didn't have to pay that toll
to cross that bridge. Yeah, okay, so we're not... So this was... We went during, like, big political time, and we're not political whatsoever. No. We don't have any side.
Yeah.
This podcast has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat or anything. We don't care about... Oh, we don't get involved.
Yeah.
So as we're driving through the toll, he goes, how much is the toll? What was it, $2?
Yeah.
Like, $2? Goddamn Democrats. But literally, we're not... Like, it's... He just said it just...
Yeah.
Randomly, and it was hysterical.
It was just the time of the...
I guess because everyone's always like, oh, those goddamn Democrats, so...
Yeah, to be honest, I don't even know what that term even...
Because you just hear people say it. I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely not political people at all, as you can tell from our podcast.
So we also, within our second half of the 100th episodes, you know, like from 101, we started out Would You Rathers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the beginning of that. We had a lot of fun with that.
We got to do another one with that.
We do.
It'll soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe before, like, spooky season really, like, kicks into gear.
Yeah, well, that's going to be real soon. Okay, so we can't promise that. Yeah, probably after.
Yeah, that's, like, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then speaking of spooky season, the Berkeley Hotel we did with the... Remember the hotel at Asbury Park? The hotel?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I guess I blocked that out of my memory.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that I was like, I am not sugarcoating anything on this episode. That was the worst thing we've ever done.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the drive-through Winter Wonderlights.
I love them.
Spoke about that, yeah. Our skydiving experience.
Right.
That
was a good one.
From February 4th, 2022. That was, if you ever want to go skydiving or want to know what it's like to go skydiving, we talk about it.
We do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we debuted our 5-4-3-minute cutoff call.
Oh my God. Wow, that was after.
Yeah.
That was when we were like, all right, what can we do?
Right. Right.
But it was fun. That was a lot of fun.
And we did that like three times.
Yeah. People who we called like actually really liked it.
Uh-huh. And do you remember doing a Toy Story Mania episode?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Toy Story Mania episode. And this is when we kicked off our Six Flags.
Oh, God.
I think we only did 5 episodes at this point. I think the Christmas.
Oh, I guess we gotta wait till holiday Christmas in the park.
Yeah,
episodes. This was I was like, I hate this. We did. I don't even know why. How did we do so many?
So we did. We're gonna do 6 Six Flags episodes.
Yeah, but what I remember, so it was Halloween.
Well, the first one was
way back.
Back
when,
in the day,
I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah, me growing up going, but you have never been there before.
And then me going.
Then you going for the first time,
right?
And then the safari was the third one.
Right.
Then the Hurricane Harbor was the fourth one. Then Fright Fest was the fifth one.
Oh.
And our sixth one, we still have to do.
I'm sure people are on the edge of their seat waiting for number 6. I mean, we kind of have to do it.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah. At this point, we did 5 of them.
Right.
Yeah. But actually, this year for Fright Fest, they're bringing Saw and The Conjuring.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And from what I hear and what I'm reading online, there's an outside company coming in to do those two.
Oh, there has to be.
Yeah.
It's not Six Flags. No way. I think it's more just they want people to, it's a marketing thing.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I love it.
Yeah.
Six Flags has needed something else with Fright Fest for so long. They tried like changing their sections, but it's like you can't put the clown section over there. And just,
I know.
It's the same exact thing. And they moved it away from the carnival games.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
No sense.
Yeah, now it's in the DC area.
Yeah, and it's like you put it there, Batman. But it's exactly the same. That doesn't make it different.
Yeah. So instead of leaving it in the carnival...
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
Section, they moved it to DC.
And now there's, last year there was like nothing in the carnival section, really.
No. Weird. Yeah. Strange.
Maybe that's, you know what, though? I know why. Money. Kids come with their parents, and it's like, oh my God,
play games.
There's no scary things by the games. So we'll go hang out by the games, kids. And the parents are there, and they're like, well, we have nothing else to do while the big kids are going on the scary stuff. That's actually very smart. Scum, but smart.
There you go.
Okay, continue.
We saw Chris Rock and Kevin Hart.
We did. And spoke really about good. That. That was one of our, like, first nights out in a while, I remember.
Yeah. That was
Yeah, that was fun.
And then Freddie D's House Party of Horrors.
That was one of the best nights.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Yeah, it really was. Going back and thinking, you know, it for sure is, like, top 10.
Yes. And it was on your birthday.
Yes.
Your actual birthday.
Yes. It still, like, blows my mind to think, like, my birthday was a mix of Fred Durst and Halloween and Haunted. We did a Haunted House that night.
We did a Haunted House right before we went,
So to think of that, and it was, like... It's funny. It's like, I don't know what made me think of it the other day. It was maybe a week ago, and I don't know. Maybe just Halloween's coming up and all that. And it was like, who would have thought, right? Okay. I was born on October 22nd, whatever year, right?
Right. You don't want to say the year.
No. On a Tuesday.
Right.
I was born. And who would have thought, like, that would have transpired...
Butterfly
30-something years later to have Fred Durst party land on my birthday.
Right. Yeah,
on this Saturday.
And it's like, oh, you were born on a Tuesday. How boring is that? But it's like, good thing you were.
Yeah.
It's actually the day.
Right. You know, it's like, it's just so weird.
You know what's crazy? I was born on a Friday. And by the way, people could just look up the year with your birthday now. And it's a Tuesday.
Right.
But I was born on a Friday. And I'm always like, oh, Friday, so much fun. I swear, I don't know how. But my birthday is never on a weekend.
No,
ever.
I know.
I don't understand. I know. Never in my life have I had a Saturday birthday. I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I feel like it always like...
Like leap year
leap
comes
year, yes.
when my birthday's on the weekend.
Yeah. It's funny. And it's happening again this year.
I know. It's is it this year? It's
this year or next year. One of them.
This year. I think I get a Friday.
Yes, and skip Saturday.
Saturday and it goes to Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Leap year's every 7 years, right?
No.
Four.
It's every 4 years.
Yeah, every four.
But your birthday's on Saturday every seven, but it just...
Yeah. It, well, I guess it pushes it. But
leap year's every 4 years.
Still. Mm-hmm. Every four, I don't know why. The Olympics are every 7 years. No, they're every 4 years too. Yeah. What the hell's every 7 years?
Your birthday on a Saturday?
Okay. See, I don't know things I'm supposed to know.
Yes.
But I know pointless things.
It's so funny. Another episode we did after, well, in the last 100 episodes was our most annoying episodes ever, the things that annoy us, and you're still number one on my list.
Yeah, right. Mouth noises are still number one on my list.
But,
and metal.
Metal. Like the music?
Yeah, that too. Well, it depends on the metal.
Yeah. And then we got into... I know you're going to be like, I know your reaction to this one.
Oh, gosh.
Got into the whole Bamboozle scam, scandal.
What a mess that was.
That was like a month-long drag-on.
Yeah, and I just can't believe, it's still almost like, that all really happened? Like, it was just such, I don't know, like a huge festival that was so big for so long, it just bombed.
Yeah, and it's so sad, too, that the West Coast and Vegas, they have the When We Were Young Festival.
Yep.
That's
and
so big.
Everyone.
And yeah, it took off, and it's just such an annual big thing.
And then
thing.
Over here in Jersey?
I know.
Bamboozle.
Yeah, we got bamboozled for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Those are some of the episodes that,
were so
fun to do.
So who the heck knows what the next 100's going to bring?
I know.
These
random
things that we've just said. I wonder.
Right.
Who we'll meet, what we'll talk about, what we'll do.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to meet so many more. New, cool, awesome people and add them to our
list of
episodes.
Friends.
And just a list of friends. And
definitely.
Yeah. And I would almost like to try to schedule an interview like once a month.
I know.
That'd be cool.
Funny is we haven't interviewed in a while.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that. I was like, we got to start doing that again because it's so much fun to hear people's stories.
So I would like to at least once a month.
I'll get on that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to reach out to people and be like, you want to talk?
There you go. And, you know, part of why I wanted to start a podcast was to...
This is exactly the reason
for this thing. Yeah, it's like, I always say, like, everyone has a story and everyone's story is so interesting and,
it's so different. And, everybody's story is so different from everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting to hear, like, we have our own story and then to hear somebody else's. It's interesting.
And everyone's fights and struggles and motivation is all different, but we're all, you know, just trying to do the best we can for ourselves and our loved ones. And everyone's story is just so unique, and I just love it. I love hearing people's life story of how they got to where they are.
Right. Me too.
And And a lot of what I learn is just by hearing other people, I don't know what they do for a living and how they do it. And I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I want to know about that I don't know.
Yes.
And the best way to know is just talk to people.
Right.
So, yeah. I agree. So I'd like to once a month interview people, at least.
With that. Yeah. It's going to be hard during Halloween season. But even then.
Well, no, because we could interview.
Halloween people.
Yeah.
Well, not haunted house people.
Yeah. Haunt owners or. Right. You know,
yeah, we should.
Scare actors, which.
Yes.
We've done both. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Even like we could do some interviews of like customers going to haunts.
We've done it here and there. We've recorded reactions.
Mm-hmm.
But we should do that more.
Yeah. And even like a live podcast feed at a haunt one night would be fun. And just a lot of things we can add to the mix of what we do. Yeah. And we'd love also to hear other people's ideas of what kind of episodes we should do.
Yeah. We always say it, and every once in a while we do get like some ideas like, oh, do this, do that. But I would love to just get like a flood of episodes, and we'll do them. As long as they're like, you know, not like, oh, people you would murder or something like that.
Nothing that's going to really get us in trouble.
Yes.
But to a point. We'll still do it.
Go murder someone and tell me how it was.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think the next 100 episodes should be, I don't know, continue with the fun.
Fun, yes.
Of what we do.
Fun and silly and a little random.
Yeah.
And sometimes very obvious that we don't know what to do that week.
Right.
You know.
And we'll throw something together the night before.
But you know what's funny is a lot of the times when we don't know what to do, it ends up becoming like a trilogy episode. Like the Would You Rather, that was something we were like, I don't know what to do this week.
Right.
Let's do a Would You Rather. And then we did so many after that. And the 3 minute cutoff.
Yeah.
We got to do another one of those one day.
We do.
But we got to think of people to call.
No, you know what we should do with that? This is what we should do.
What?
Just dial random numbers on our phone.
Yeah.
Like that we don't know.
Right, no, like, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, just a random number, like how we used to back in the day, just go through the phone book.
And call, but that would be prank calling.
Well, yeah,
we'll
but...
actually talk to people.
Yeah, but...
They're going to hang up and think we're spam.
Do we introduce like, hey, you're on a podcast?
They're going to hang up.
Yeah, really?
Yes, because everyone thinks everything's spam now.
Well, this is what we do then. We each call 5 people.
And whoever gets the most conversation?
Yeah, whoever. We time each conversation, whoever keeps them on longest.
You're so much...
Collectively.
Well, I don't know. I could probably do that.
Yeah. That's what you have to do. We call 5 people each.
We should try to call people and try to sell them something. Not actually take money, but just... You would definitely get sales.
Yeah.
No, but we should call and just try to talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we call people for 3 minutes, randomly... Just to hear about their life and what they do and who they are. And
so,
then
so there's 2 ways to do this then. Do we A, get a point for reaching 3 minutes? Or do we add up the amount of time that you're on the phone?
I think if the person talks to you at all, you should get a point.
No, I think it should be like, goodbye.
No, that's, not like that. Like, actually interested in talking.
All right, so you get a point if they talk. You get 2 points if it reaches 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and no points.
But I can't talk. Like, I'm not a good lead talker. That's why you ask the questions and I'm like, oh, let me put my input in.
Well, we can even call like, so you don't hang up, we can call like a bit like a pizzeria or something. This way they guarantee to pick up.
That is true.
You know,
we should call all the pizzerias in our area. Be like, you're on a podcast right now, you could promote yourself.
Oh, there you go. That's a way to keep them
send
on.
Send us a free pie. See,
oh, with pepperoni and pineapple.
Yes,
there you go.
Oh my god, why haven't we been trying to get free food from people?
Oh my goodness, we probably, maybe, because then it'll turn into like a food blog or maybe.
I mean, if I get to eat stuff.
Yeah. Maybe like, I don't know, maybe once a month we
Although,
do that. I don't know.
When we went to Disney, I tried those cheeseburger spring rolls and they were just as good as I thought they were going
to
be.
Yeah, we have video footage of that.
Yeah, we don't have to post me eating anything though. But we do have video footage of it.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's going to be our next episode.
Yeah.
201. And then 202 might kick off our Halloween
probably
run. Because I would think so.
It's September and
mm-hmm.
middle of September, that's definitely Halloween.
Yeah. So already, I think Fright Fest starts September 9th.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah. So we're already, I mean, that's probably, listen, if you don't like Halloween, we apologize.
Yeah, just skip the next month and a half, 2 months. Yeah,
but it's pretty much going to be a run of Haunted House Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
So if you guys, anybody wants to come on and talk about it, if you own a haunt, if you run a haunt,
if you love haunted houses,
work at a haunt, if you go to haunts.
I would love actually to talk to someone mm-hmm. that's, oh, we've worked in one, but like,
yeah.
That goes to them like we do, loves them, goes every year, not to the same exact one every year.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. And just their thoughts on it. Because we hear things from people, but it's like people who work there, it's different. You see the inside more. Like we have, but we've been a customer more than we've been.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be split. No. Yeah. We, if you think about all the years we've been going. Yeah, now, at this point, at our age... It's more customer than it is worker. But I'd like to just hear, do you hate chainsaws too? Do you think they're overused?
Yeah. But it's crazy when we think about haunted houses and the business and the industry. We've legitimately, literally have pretty much done it all. Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, from went to them to built them to ran them to just everything. You know what? Design them.
We haven't owned acted our in them. Own.
I know.
That's... the final step. Well, I will say though, Haunted House, they're making a comeback.
They are.
And I love it. I love that like Halloween is like a thing again.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere, Halloween now, everywhere is starting so early. Pumpkin spice is back everywhere. And I know I joke about the pumpkin spice, but like it is true.
Mm.
It's fall.
Yeah.
And I love that it's like now Six Flags is getting two horror movie walkthroughs. When has that ever happened at Six Flags near us?
No.
Ever. Never, ever once.
And everything is just starting earlier and earlier.
Yes. And one that we used to work with is coming back to New York City, which I love seeing.
That's crazy.
And we'll probably, I'm sure, we'll visit there.
Oh, yeah.
Just because how can we not?
Yeah.
It's friends
of
ours, you know.
Right. Got to support.
Yeah, of course.
We always do. They've done there, like, even like not shows, haunted house, but yeah. And we go.
Experiences.
Yes. We support that. But for you to say that we've never owned our haunt, that's why we can own a home haunt.
I know that. Let's clean our house up because we have two-year-olds. So two of everything. Just imagine. There's stuff everywhere.
All right. So final thing on Haunted House and Halloween, and we're going to move on because we're going to have 2 months of this.
Yes,
but
you're right.
I do want to say this one thing, and then we're going to continue celebrating our 200th episode.
Yeah.
But do you know how much money haunted houses around the world bring in?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. If you had to guess.
Well, I know we worked at one that made a million.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, $300 million.
Okay. I mean, not such a bad guess, but $500 million.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
Collectively, right?
Right.
Every haunted house in the world brings in $500 million.
Right.
When you think about it, right? All the haunted houses there are in the world.
Right.
All the work they put into it. All the building.
And that's it.
Right? One big blockbuster movie brings in more money than that.
It's crazy.
Than all the haunted houses combined.
I know.
You make one big movie, you make...
Because movies cost a lot to make, too.
No, I know.
But movies could be seen by everyone everywhere.
Yeah.
If they're big enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole world can experience that movie.
Yes.
So give the haunts...
No, I know. I'm just saying, it's crazy to think about.
I know.
All the haunts that, you know, are
and they don't and even make
all the work they put into it.
I know.
All the, you know, the building and the designing and the just everything. The
running
auditions
and things going wrong.
Uh-huh. Yep. And one movie makes more money than all of them combined.
That's crazy.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll save all that
talk
for that. But 200th episode, 200.
200.
What a ride it's been.
Oh, my goodness. And it's crazy to think when we started, like, it was COVID, we were on lockdown, we didn't have kids.
Right.
Like, you know, it's just to think
it
where we were.
Much easier to record, much earlier times.
We would be like, you know what, let's record two episodes today and then watch some TV and eat dinner.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it'd be like middle afternoon and let's record and nap and eat and then we'll record another episode.
I always think about it. I'm like, and I used to say I was tired. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. But I don't know. We have no plans at all of slowing down or stopping or any of that.
Greg will not allow it. I won't either, but Greg really won't allow it.
So how many out of the 200 would you say you would have skipped weeks if I didn't give the push.
No, like, well, you're always like, okay, we're going to record this, whatever, like this. We'll talk about what episode we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're always like, okay, we'll record this night.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Right. But I'm never like, no, I don't want to record this week, you know?
No, I know.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to talk about. Like,
right.
All the Six Flags episodes. It's like, I liked it. Mm. I actually did enjoy them, actually. But it was like, oh my God, so much Six Flags, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we probably should have spread them out a bit more.
Well, look, the Christmas one hasn't even happened yet. I know.
So we'll save that for the Christmas time. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that, like, our podcast is about anything and everything. And even that, sometimes we have trouble coming up with.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know what it is, too? It's like, we could find a random topic, but we have to fill a somewhat decent amount of time.
Yeah.
We can't be like, hey, guys, today we're going to talk about
the weather.
Colors, like, yeah. For 5 minutes, and then that's right. It.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, we bought a new toy for our kid. Actually, we can probably talk a lot about toys we buy for our kids.
I'm sure we can.
It'd probably get a lot of listens.
It has to be a topic that we can talk about.
Right.
For at least, you know, we try to give at least 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
When at we least. Can. Yeah, you know, sometimes it goes an hour, sometimes more.
Sometimes less. Sometimes a little bit less.
Yeah. But, you know, we try to at least hit that 40-minute mark to give some sort of entertainment.
Right.
Yeah, out there. Because, I mean, sure, if you have a 10-minute podcast, but I don't know. I feel like podcasts are mainly listened to on, like, I don't know, commutes or, right.
Or
you
like
know,
at home when you're getting ready or yes, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, right. So, it you know, you want to dedicate some time to that.
Exactly.
Because you can multitask as you're doing
it. Yes, so definitely.
It's like, yeah, you have to dedicate time, but it's, for the most part, you could do other things while you're listening.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of mine listening is
doing stuff.
Yeah.
I literally just said to you last night.
Yes,
you
did.
I was like, I don't understand, you're always, like, how many podcasts do you listen to? He's always listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
And then we have our own, which you don't listen to besides, like, the editing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to edit hours, you have to record hours, and then you listen to all yours.
And I do pretty much anything I do. Like, I pretty much have a podcast on all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hear it. Like, you're brushing your teeth and you listen to it. I'm like, I don't understand how these people are still talking.
I know.
Maybe there's someone that says it about us.
It's crazy. There's infinity amount of podcasts.
So many. But, you know, it's hard for me, which is crazy because we do one. But it's hard for me to find one that I, like, really like every episode. You know, that I'm, like, really locked in every episode. I actually listen to the Bellas, which now they're not called the Bellas anymore. It's Nikki and Brie.
Really?
They took their, like, Garcia as their real last name.
Is it because they're not in WWE anymore?
I guess they're, like, getting rid of that. Okay. And now they're doing, because they have, like, their own business and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So now they're, you know, their own people. So I listened to them for a while, and then I don't know. What I do is I just put on shows that I've seen 1,000 times, and I have that in the background.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do it all the time, too. You'll be listening to something, and if you get distracted, you have to rewind it.
Yeah.
But shows I've seen 1,000 times, I don't have to rewind.
I know, but that's just hard for me, because then you have to, like, pretty much be stationary in that room for a long time, right? No,
I don't know. I walk away from it.
Yeah, I guess. But, I don't know.
Yeah, but I also, I mean, I do like some podcasts. I have to like the episode stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think that's what's cool about ours, that our episodes
it's
are
about
so
everything.
Different
exactly.
Every week. And
like, maybe there's some episodes people are like, oh, you know, not in a bad way, but I'm just going to skip this one because I'm not really interested in it. But then the following week, you'd be like, oh my God,
this is my favorite show, a movie, a topic, or whatever.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And I also feel like it kind of helps broaden our audience as well, because they could stumble across an episode, like, they could just be searching an episode. I do that at times. If there's something that I'm just interested in, I'll just search that topic, and podcasts will pop up, and that's how I discover them. And maybe somebody is, I don't know, maybe somebody searches skydiving because they want to go and pop up.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like that. Yeah. And what actually I'm like, about is that I've wanted to start a podcast for so long, and I just never really put the work into learning how to start it.
Right.
And then when I did, I'm like, man, it wasn't as hard as you think.
We
could have done this from way before
when
then.
When we first started, we ordered all this stuff, a big microphone.
Yeah.
Like this whole setup. We were like, oh my God, do we have to soundproof anything?
Uh-huh.
No. We literally sit on our couch with our iPhone, whatever this is, and we record, and it sounds okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure it could sound like perfection if we had all that.
But we tried, though. We've ordered microphones.
And it didn't work.
No, it sounds
Listen,
better the way we do it.
This is it.
I know.
Sometimes less is more.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. And I do wish we would have started years before when I wanted to originally start.
Yeah.
But either way, it's fine. Listen, I'm not upset about
it.
We'd be at
300 right now.
Yeah.
We'd be like 600
right now. I know. But either way, it's fine. Listen, we jumped on it and we're still doing it.
Yeah.
And many people don't make it. I said it before, but I want to say that the stat is 25% of podcasts don't make it past like episode like 5 or something.
Right, crazy.
Like
people
just don't. They do it. And I don't know. They don't stick to it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. It is.
Right.
You know, you need to dedicate a lot of time, a lot of work. It's effort, but we enjoy doing it.
We do. Especially now, too, we don't get much time to just sit and talk.
Yeah, right.
So it actually is kind of like a nice,
whatever,
45 minutes an hour to just sit.
Exactly.
We're tired. A lot of times you can hear how delirious we are towards the end of the episode.
Right.
But it's our time to just like sit and chill and talk.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's nice.
And it's like, it's funny because people are like, all right, all technology away, let's just sit and talk. And that's what we're doing as we hold a piece of technology.
Right, right. We don't look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not looking at the technology.
But still, it's like, it's a way of like being turned off from all this, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's just, we're using the phone, but we're not.
Right, focused on it.
Yes, we're not on the website or social media or whatever.
But But I don't know. I do love all the people that we've met through the podcast.
Me too.
We still talk to and are friends with and all that. And
yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, we said in the beginning, but Holly, I feel like we speak to a good amount.
Yeah.
And Mike Ron still, you know, we keep in touch with him and reach out. And I don't know. It's cool. It's crazy to think that we have friends in Canada.
I know, right?
Because of this.
Listen, Holly. We want to come to Canada eventually.
We've always wanted
to come there.
We do.
That's one place, like, there's just certain places that either of us or both of us want to visit, and Canada's always been one, because it's like, it's right there. Why not?
I know.
So.
Yeah.
We might have to get some...
recommendations?
Yes.
On what to do out in Canada.
Yeah.
And as we cross the border, we will be blasting some Limp Bizkit.
I was going to say Justin Bieber.
Oh, true that.
Can we get a mashup?
Yeah, I'm sure we can.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can.
Come on, the Biebs.
Yeah, he is our boy, and he's from Canada, so we'd have to represent that too.
Yeah, I think we'd have to play some Bieber going in.
Okay.
And then once we play like half a song.
Okay.
And then be like, okay.
That's true. All right, when we cross the border, and then when we're on the other side.
Yes.
We could LB it up.
Yes.
JB going in, LB when we're there.
Yes.
Yeah. But, all right, I don't know. That's really it. 200 episodes. We just wanted to kind of talk and reminisce a bit. And I don't know. We're thankful for making it this far.
Yeah.
And we have no plans of stopping.
Yeah.
We always want to build and make it better and bigger. And I think this Halloween season, we'll do a live podcast somewhere.
That'd be fun.
And I really want to stick to the one interview a month. If we can get two, even better. But I know scheduling is tough at times. So I think one a month is good.
Yeah.
And then we could, you know, still stick to our format of what we do.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I don't know. Anything else
for
episode 200?
I think, well, one thing that we just discovered like two days ago was that one of our girls now goes, bye.
Yeah.
And I love it. And we have to record it. And now instead of me saying it, it'll be her saying it.
All right. We'll do that.
And she literally will just, like, you'll be talking to her and she'll just look at you and give this little wave and go, bye, and walk away. And I'm like, oh my God, she's my kid.
Yeah, I wonder where she learned that from.
I love it. That's my thing when someone's annoying me, actually. That's where it came from, is when someone's annoying me, I'll just be like, okay, bye, and I walk away from them.
Yeah. How annoying.
I mean, it's better than arguing with you. Believe me.
You're right. Yeah. So, all right. So we'll record that and put that into the end segment.
But how cute.
How we end our episodes.
We'll have our
episodes.
Nephew in the beginning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And our daughter at the end.
There you go. It's all right. And it'd be kind of cool to, I mean, I don't know, yes and no. I don't know. It depends how it would sound. But I know some podcasts out there, they have like a band did like an intro song for the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I want to say this in the beginning. The Rocky theme song.
Yeah.
Did you see who made that song? It's literally, they were called.
That song.
Like who, like the artist was on that record or whatever you want to call it.
When you say it, I might know it. I don't know. Who is it?
The theme guys.
Oh, no, no,
or
no.
The theme something.
That. Yeah, no, no, no.
Like, I don't know if that's what it said on Apple Music.
Nah, yeah, yeah. No, there's actually, no, it's not that.
Oh, because let I saw see. That. I'm like, wait, they literally just made a theme song. Is that what they do? They just
nah,
make theme songs?
Nah, 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 nah. Who
made we're Googling it, just so you guys.
Rocky theme song. It is.
Composers.
Okay, it's called Gonna Fly Now, Bill Conti.
All right.
But, all right. This is episode 200 of Anything Goes podcast.
Yes.
Just wanted to talk, say thank you. I do want to say thank you 200 times.
No, stop.
So, can you just give me a minute here?
He did it, but he edited it out.
No, I'm going to do it, okay? Hold on, let me get a drink. I am. Can you count along with me?
No,
I'm going to say thank you 200 times.
Like, the crazy part is I actually think you're going to try to do this right now.
I'm not going to try to do it. I'm going to do it.
I could hear you drinking.
Go back to the episode that annoys you.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I'm going to say thank you 200 times to our listeners because it's been 200 episodes.
Are you just going
to
say thank you 200 times?
No. Well, yes. I'm going to say thank you 200 times. Ready? Set. Can you, you want to count along or should
stop.
I do it? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank you. 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 Thank you.
All right. I'm going
thank
to
you. Thank 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 you.
We'll see
thank
you in the next 200.
If you cut me off, I'm going to have to restart. That was 30. Thank you, 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 40. Thank you, 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 50. Thank you, 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 60. Are you checking your email right now as you
yes.
Thank you, 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 70. Thank you, 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 80. Thank you, 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 90. Thank you, 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 thank you. Was that 90 or 100?
100.
No, 90. Thank you, 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 thank you.
The Mets.
So, thank you for the first 100 episodes. We're halfway there. All right. Wait, can I get another drink? Hold on 1 second. That's a lot of thank yous.
Amazon's recommending Encanto.
Just think about when we hit 300
episodes.
Just think about when we hit 300 episodes, how this segment's going
to
go.
I want to know if anybody hears some gulping and wants to punch him in the throat.
All right, here we go. Thank you, 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 thank you. 90 more to go. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. This is harder than you think. I don't need your comments in the back. 130. Thank you, 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 thank you. Would you like to take the last 50 on for us?
Thank you. Times 50.
No. Well, you did one, so now I got to do 49 more. Thank you, 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 thank you. That's 160. Thank you, 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 thank you. 170. Thank you, 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 thank you. 180 times. 20 more to go. Let's you gotta do the last 10 with me, okay? Thank you, 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 thank you. Let's do the last 10 together. Thank you, 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 200 times to all of our listeners. I can't wait for episode 300.
There won't be one if you keep doing annoying stuff like that. God.
Oh, boy. All right. Anything else we should do? Any other kind of segments we should do before we end this?
No, you just ruined it. So now I'm done. End it now.
When I go back and edit, I'm going to have to count all of them to make sure it actually was 200. And if not, we're going to have to re-record that. Okay?
No.
Deal? Shake on it.
No. If you wake me up to record, thank you, 200 times, I will.
All right. So that's
it. I will murder
it.
You and
we
I can do an episode on it.
We will end it here. Once again, episode 200, the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I want to put a challenge out there for anybody out there who has ever listened to a 200th episode of any podcast ever. If they have ever said thank you 200 times like that.
No.
Well, we just made history.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia it. All right, that's it. We're out of here. Once again, thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we want to hear from you guys. 201. There you go. But really, for reals, you guys are the reason why we have done this 200 times.
Yeah.
Because we love hearing from you and just the comments and the text messages and the emails and all that stuff.
It's
the
fun.
DMs, they do. We read them all and we get happy and silly when we get them. Yes. And we run to each other and say, look at this, look at this, look at this. So yeah. Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
So, all right. Well, that's that. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got. All right.
Well, we'll be back next week with our Disney World vacation recap episode.
Yep.
It's going to be an episode. It sure will.
Were there meltdowns?
Yes, there were.
Were there magical moments?
Yes, there were.
Was it hot as all hell?
Yes, it was. We'll talk about all of that plus more.
Spring rolls.
There you go. All right. What?
I can't wait to talk about the... Okay, never mind.
Okay, save it for the podcast next week. You know how many times a week we say that?
And then
we'll be talking. We'll be like, save it for the podcast.
I remember the weirdest things, like I was saying, but I won't remember what I was going to say. Yeah. And you're always like, put it in your phone, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna, and then I forget to put it in my phone.
But we say all the time, save it for the podcast.
Yeah,
save it for the podcast, bro. Let's not talk now. We only talk during the podcast. Yeah.
We actually don't speak to each other.
So, all right. Well, that's it for reals. We're out of here. Once again, I don't know if I said this yet, but thank you guys for listening.
Oh my God.
We appreciate it.
I hate you.
Hit us up. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex, and I'm ready to go.
Did you actually think I was going to do that before? 200
no,
times?
I didn't. No, I really didn't. I actually give you credit for saying it 200 times.
Yeah. I actually had to go back and count just to make sure.
Well, I'm glad I had emails to check.
There you go.
And I realized I get a lot of food.
Yeah.
Like Ruby Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. Wendy's?
Wendy's, yes.
Ruby Wednesdays?
Listen, it's getting late over here.
Is it Ruby Tuesdays and Ruby Wednesdays?
That'd be great.
All right. Yeah, we're pretty much fresh off 10 days in Disney, and we're still exhausted from that.
Yeah, we do open and close even with our two-year-old twins.
Yeah, they sleep in a stroller.
That's right. We have a picture from each park
or each day.
Thing we did each day, wherever we ended each day, in the stroller sleeping.
Yeah. And then naps during the day was spent in a stroller sleeping.
Yep. And
we're in Disney, bro.
Mm-hmm. The big rides.
Like, all right. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you all. See ya. Until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.